Title of the message this morning is Not Ashamed of the Gospel. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." He tells them back in verse 15 that he's ready to preach the gospel to the church at Rome. And he identifies the gospel that he's ready to preach in verses 3 and 4, which is, he says in verse 3, concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The gospel concerns Jesus Christ. It concerns his person as the Son of God and the Son of Man. We cannot preach one and not the other, or else we have no gospel to preach. We preach his work as the mediator. The Bible says he's the only mediator between God and men. There are no other mediators between God and men. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one. We preach him as the sinner substitute. He's the one who died in the place of a multitude of sinners. Now Paul says that this gospel, which is of God, which concerns Jesus Christ, he is not ashamed of. At one time, Paul despised that name. And everyone who bore witness to that name, Paul hated them. He despised them. But God saved Paul. And he saved him by that name. And Paul found himself to be a servant and an apostle and a debtor to that name, Jesus Christ. Paul says that he is a debtor to the Greeks and the barbarians, the wise and unwise. God made him the apostle to us Gentiles. And he gave him his gifts to minister to us Gentiles. His calling was of God. Therefore, Paul called himself a debtor. He had a responsibility to fulfill. He said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." So in light of the grace of God to him, in light of his calling, he was ready to preach the gospel to them at Rome. Now Paul says to them in verse 16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not embarrassed. I am not humiliated by the gospel that God has revealed to me to preach to sinners." Many were ashamed of Jesus Christ. The Jews were ashamed of him. The Jews said, "We know who you are. You're the carpenter's son." They were ashamed of his appearance, poor, common. They were ashamed of his education. They were ashamed of the crowd that he drew. Sinners, publicans, harlots. They were ashamed of him. And they were ashamed of his friends. He was called the friend of publicans and sinners. And they were ashamed of those people. Now let me give you some things of what it is to be ashamed of Jesus Christ. First of all, it is not to identify with him or his people. When we are ashamed of someone, we don't want to be seen with them. We don't want to identify with them. Nicodemus came to him by night. And then it's not to tell the truth about him. There are many who use his name. There are many preachers who stand in the pulpit. They use the name of Jesus Christ, but they will not preach his person. They use his name, but they don't preach him. They lie on him. Some say they believe the gospel, but if they preached it as it is, they'd lose their job. Well, they ought to lose their job. First of all, this is not a job. This is a calling. If a man really believes the gospel, he'll preach it as it is and live with the results. To be ashamed of the gospel is not to submit to the lordship of Christ. It's not just accept him as your personal Savior. It's bow to the lordship of Jesus Christ. The Jews said, "We will not have this man reign over us." They said, "Don't write that he's king of the Jews, but write that he said that." But the believer now is not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not ashamed of his person. He's God. He's God Almighty. How in the world could we be ashamed of God? But to be ashamed of him also is not to confess my need of him. You know, only the sick need a physician. The Jews realized what it meant to confess their need of Christ. It means, I am helpless, I am hopeless, I am depraved, I am wretched with no righteousness of my own, I'm guilty as charged. Listen, it takes the power of God the Holy Spirit to bring a person to this place of needing and bowing to Jesus Christ and not being ashamed of Him. And then it is a shame to confess that it took such a death to redeem a wretch like me. When I look at Calvary, I realize what a death it took in order for God to save me. What does that say about me? Well, that says that I am a wretch in a full sense of the word. And Paul knew that everything, he knew that everything that he needed to stand before God accepted, he had in Jesus Christ, and he was not ashamed of Him. And he preached that in Jesus Christ we are complete. He knew that he was as a brand plucked from the fire. Paul knew that. He knew that God, like a brand, plucked him from the fire. Also, Paul was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it was the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. People are truly saved who believe the gospel. This gospel of Christ is the dynamite of God. Through the preaching of the gospel, God effectually calls His sheep out of darkness and commands the light of the gospel to shine into their hearts, and they see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Through the preaching of the gospel, Jesus Christ is revealed to them who is their only hope of glory. The gospel is not do's and don'ts. It is a revelation of a real living person who is God and man in one person. Christ is God Almighty incarnate, and He is a real man with a real soul who grew in wisdom and stature. And He was a sinless man. The Scripture says He knew no sin. This is the Lamb of God. This man is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. It is through His blood and righteousness that sinners are saved, that sinners are justified. He's the high priest who intercedes for sinners, for transgressors. That's what it says in Isaiah 53. He lived for sinners. He died for sinners. He rose for sinners. He justifies sinners. And He intercedes for sinners. And no one else. This is the gospel that Paul was ready to preach at Rome, even if it meant losing his life for it. Now Paul says that this salvation is to everyone that believeth. The Scripture says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Christ is to be believed. We are not to debate this. Christ is to be believed. He's to be embraced. No man is saved who does not believe God, who does not believe this gospel. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, is what the Bible says. Faith in Christ is essential. Man dies, doesn't believe God, he's going to perish. Now in the gospel, it says, is the righteousness of God revealed. That righteousness that we so desperately need and Christ provided is revealed in the gospel. And it is revealed from one degree of faith to another degree of faith as it grows in the knowledge of Christ. And the just, the Scripture says, shall live by faith. He'll live by faith upon Christ. We continue in faith until we die. Now, faith is not our life. Faith is not my salvation. Faith is not my hope. Jesus Christ is. But faith, God-given faith, lives upon Christ for all it needs. Now, let me give you a sobering scripture that tells us the consequence of being ashamed of Jesus Christ. He says in Luke 9:26, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and the holy angels. Now here's the wonder of wonders. Here's the wonder of wonders. That he is not ashamed. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. But here's the wonder of wonders. That Christ is not ashamed of us. That Christ is not ashamed to call us sinners, brethren. It says in Hebrews 2:11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. That, my friend, is the amazing part of grace, that the Lord Jesus Christ is not ashamed to call a wretch like me his brother. It says in Hebrews 11:16, "But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city." The most amazing part of the gospel is that God Almighty, in all his glory, in all that he is, and we can't even begin to really conceive the fullness of God, but that God, who is holy, is not ashamed to call us his people, those for whom Christ died, and they are but sinners. That's all they are. Not one of them is worth a dime. Not one of them is worth, as the old saying is, not worth their salt. But he's not ashamed of me. Now how in the world, could a sinner be ashamed of Jesus Christ? How could a sinner be ashamed of the gospel? Well, I tell you this. If God ever saves a man, he'll not be ashamed. He'll not be ashamed of Christ. He'll not be ashamed of the blood. He'll not be ashamed of what it took and who it took to save him. He'll give God all the glory. And he'll praise him now, and he'll praise him hereafter for his amazing grace to us in Christ. Until next time, may God bless his word.